Well, given the improving diplomatic relations between the U.S. and Cuba, it may surprise you that at two recent international sporting events, 18 Cuban athletes defected to the United States. It doesn't surprise our next guest, who says in all 30 Cuban athletes have recently defected to the U.S. Roberto Gonzalez Echevarria is the Sterling Professor of Hispanic and Comparative Literature at Yale University. Dr. Echevarria, welcome.
I am happy to be here.
Well, why are people still defecting from Cuba like this?
Well, what do you mean still? It's naive to think that because relations between the United States and Cuba are being reestablished, that this is going to change the lives of ordinary Cubans.
Why is that naive to think that?
Because things in politics don't happen so quickly. And what will happen is that the ruling elite will continue to improve its lives. They control everything. They have power. They have money. They have luxury. Fidel Castro's son, Antonio, was just involved in a scandal in Turkey where he had arrived in a 50-yard yacht and had hired four very expensive suites with his bodyguards and all of that. He's the one involved with baseball. But ordinary Cubans are not going to see a change in the near future, if at all. And the lives of the productive lives of athletes are very short. So let us assume that it's going to take 5 years for conditions to improve in Cuba. 5 years is almost half the productive life of most athletes. So they are in a hurry to go somewhere where they can have some sort of a future.
If they want to make it as an athlete, they've got to get going right now because it won't last forever. When you say
right.
5 years, is that what your expectation is? Is that when things will change?
Yeah, if they change very much. But you also have to put this 30 who left in the context of the many others who are leaving Cuba. I just read that 28 of them were in Honduras. 20-some had reached Puerto Rico. People are leaving in droves. The idea that the relationship with the United States are being reestablished does not tell them that their lives are going to improve. These athletes who defect, they just don't want to come to the United States to make money as athletes, but to have freedom. I mean, many ball players have made it, baseball players, and made millions. But many others who came, many other baseball players, didn't make it. They went through the minors, and they are all over the United States making common lives. One is a refrigerator repairman in Tampa, but he's having the freedom and the future that he would not have in Cuba. So the important word here is freedom. And a future also.
If these athletes keep fleeing, why does Cuba keep letting them compete internationally if they're flight risks?
Because these commissars are deluded, still deluded into thinking that they can brainwash people enough so that they will follow, toe the line. I mean, before each delegation leaves, they go through the process of what is called embanderamiento, which is to wrap them in the flag, in the Cuban flag. That means it's a pep rally, like the pep rallies that you have in schools here before football games. It's a pep rally, telling them to be faithful to the revolution, to be faithful to Fidel Castro and to Raul Castro and all of that. And they still hope that that will be enough for them not to leave their teams. The ones who did return after the Pan American Games were given the Medal of Dignity in Cuba for having returned, for not having left their teams. But, you know, you cannot eat medals. There has to be something more substantial as a reward. And so I think it is a form of delusion that may also occur at other levels and will weaken the regime, this very old regime. I think the guy in charge of sports is in his 90s. I mean, this is a geriatric regime run by very old people who still cling to their ideas, and they still cling to the notion that they can brainwash the athletes.
That's Roberto Gonzalez Echevarria, who is the Sterling Professor of Hispanic and Comparative Literature at Yale University. Professor, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.